people are ditching their cars in favour of two wheels. And in the case of these two gentlemen here in front of me, they have a particular attachment to Vespas. John Kenny, a member of Dublin's Pit Stop crew, and he bought his first scooter at the age of 17, and Vespa World member David Baggy Bagnall. Welcome to the programme, boys.
Thanks very much.
You better fill me in on all this stuff, because I wouldn't be 100% sure. John, first of all, tell us, like, what drew you to buying a scooter when you were a teenager? Because most, you know, not necessarily, but I would imagine most people say, I'm saving for a car.
Well, back in them days, you know, car insurance was just way outpriced for young people. So, but it was part of the music scene and stuff I was into at the time. So it was the logical step in getting into transport as a young apprentice. It was affordable.
I just trying to say part of the music scene. I'm just trying to say, okay, which one? Would you be the Who or the Jam? I'm just trying
to work this out.
That's a bit unfair to be saying the Who, is it? Okay, so is that what it was? I mean, was it a Jam thing? And by the way, what other bands were there besides them necessarily?
At home here, you had the Blades.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, you had the Jam. You know, there was a lot of more obscure stuff like the Gents and the Action and different bands like that. So a lot of the stuff would have been a lot of ska and two-tone stuff.
Of course.
As well, mixed in as well.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, now, David, I was going to say that you came to the scene a little bit later than John. What scene?
Well, for me, it was playing Vespa. When I was growing up as a kid, one of my neighbours had a red Vespa Sprint, and he got off every day. He'd wipe it down with a chamois, whether it was rain and a shine or whatever.
Yeah.
And I always wanted one. But I had our kids young, so I could never really afford them. And in 2007, I got some back money in my wages. And then that was it. I said to my wife, we've done all the kids' stuff now. They're all 18 or so. So I bought an Italian Vespa Sportique, 1958. And that was it. I was hooked from then on.
The fact that that was rare, I presume it's rare, is it? It's
not. They'd be rare enough over here.
So the fact that it was rare, was that like a good 30, 40% of the attraction?
No, I like the shape, the curve at the back of it is, it's very different from the modern PX Vespa.
Yeah.
More rounded, more like a woman's rear, let's just say.
All right, okay, fair enough. Yeah, because you're going to lose me if you keep with all the explanations. I wouldn't know one from the other necessarily. I mean, like, you know, I have to go back to the Who just for one second. The cover of Quadrophenia, whatever, a lot of these things are, you know, if you see the Mods and Rocker stuff from the 50s, the amount of accoutrements that would be on. Is that cool or is that kind of...
No, it's back in vogue at the minute.
That is back in vogue, but it's not
back
cool.
In vogue.
You don't like it.
In the 80s, no. And the 90s, because it moved along to... Everybody was called Skewer Boys then.
Yeah.
You know, and it was different. It was matte blacks. It was ratty looking. It was... Then it had an opposite side where you went full on custom. The fancy paint job, the murals. Show chrome accessories, but no lights, mirrors. That was... Now, in the last 5 years, the lads have gone bananas doing all this again.
Okay, and David, you said you wanted one when you were younger. You didn't particularly want to go for the car, but when you then got older and did all the kind of stuff you did, you finally got the kind of thing, the whatever it was, the 58 Vespa Sprint or whatever.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Four.
Why? I mean, like, sorry.
it's like an addiction. It's like tattoos.
Right.
You get one, you say, I'll try it, and I like it. And then someone comes along and said, oh, I have this one, and how much? Oh, that's a good price. And, like... Towards a car, they're relatively inexpensive and they're cheap to run and no parking and...
Yeah, all those things, obviously, there's an awful lot of things, the plus about it. But I mean, like, do you keep them in the... Do you have a hall? Do you keep
man
them in the
shed.
Hallway?
Man
oh,
shed.
Man shed.
Yeah,
all
man
right. Shed. Does one need a man shed then?
Well, if you're married and you're into scooters and you've more than one, then yes, you do need a man shed.
The man shed is the big thing these days.
Yeah.
I suppose so. And have you got a sort of a better half, shall I say, who would rather that you kept them in a man shed?
At the moment, no.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
That's not over, Scooter.
Do you have a man shed?
I do have a man shed.
Okay, fair enough.
He has an extremely large man shed.
Really? And how many, what do you call it? I mean, how many Vespas do you have?
I've paired mine back to three. I had maybe six at one stage.
Would you have any other motorbikes?
No.
See the way I said motorbike? Is the Vespa a motorbike?
No, it's a scooter.
I knew you were there.
And it's not a moped either.
Right, okay. It's a scooter. What's the difference between a scooter and a motorbike?
Well, the scooter is what they call the step-through frame. You know, you're not throwing your leg over it. You sort of...
And then it's kind of... I presume it doesn't have that kind of... Like, it's not like something you're going to see in Mission Impossible 6 and the...
No.
Man from Uncle?
Yeah, the latest Man from Uncle movie features in it as well. And
chase scene on the scooters.
But I mean, like, all the coolest kind of love affairs that ever happened in Rome...
It's on a scooter.
They all happen on a scooter.
On
don't
a scooter.
They? Every second ad on TV for the coolest kind of trendy coffee happens on a Vespa.
All down years, in my experience... If you bring a woman outside a pub and point at a motorbike or a scooter, she's going to look at the scooter.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So.
Is the scene hanging around together trying to see what somebody else has done to somebody's Vespa and how better it is than it was last weekend? Is it the music? Is it the kind of people? Is it the fact you might be in clubs and your Vespa clubs, etc.? And it's just a, it keeps everybody else out, but it keeps people interested in these things together.
It all sort of goes hand in hand. You know, a lot of the lads that are still, they're still knocking around today. A lot of them are getting back into scooters. They've gone off, like Dave. They've actually gone off and had their families, you know, had their lives, and now they come back, and it's like a replacement for either the golfing lads or the soccer lads, and then there's lads, like, now there's actually scooter widows.
But if you take it back down to music itself, they're separate scenes. But if you put the scooter into the mix, like, we would mix with people who mods, skins, like, I'd be more into the alternative stuff, the Smiths, the Cure, stuff like that. But when it comes to the scooters, it doesn't really matter. It's when there's rallies on or nighttime charity events or stuff that we do, then it's usually like it's a mod night or a Northern Soul night or a ska night. But when it comes back out to the scooters, then it's...
combination of everything.
Yeah, it's more accepting rather than the musical roles.
Well, then even gig-wise, I mean, like The Who a few months ago, Paul Weller in a few months' time, would you be interested in going to both of those music-wise?
I would.
No.
You wouldn't?
Either.
Because you're more kind of an alternative 80s as in Cure, etc.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because I grew up without the scooter. And I developing like my tastes.
Ah, right, yeah.
And then when you get the scooter and you start going to rallies and you keep hearing the same songs, like The Snake and Wade in the Water, and like there's certain songs you know you're going to hear every night that you go. Yeah, I think I just have a broader taste than most.
Okay, so let's just take a look then what the community is then and what we're talking about here. Are you both members of some kind of the Vespa Club of Ireland.ie situation?
Well, I was the president of Vespa Club of Ireland, and then I moved on to the World Board, but I'm not since January. I'm not on the Vespa Club of Ireland anymore, because if you want to service the whole world, you can't be aligned to just one club. But we're both in the Pit Stop Crew.
The Pit Stop Crew?
Yeah.
Is that based in Dublin or...?
In Dublin, yeah.
It's basically John's man shed that we set up.
And his cronies.
And we store all the, well, a lot of the club scooters, spare parts, memorabilia, stuff like that. And we meet up then when we're going to rallies or going travelling.
It's more or less turned into a social centre or gathering centre now at this stage.
Wait a minute, when you meet up when you go to rallies, so there are Vespa rallies?
Yeah, well, there's
scooter
there's
rallies.
Yeah, each club would have their own set dates in the year, like August Bank Holiday weekends, or we run events around Paddy's Day, the egg run for Our Lady's Hospital, which is
right. So it's a long way from Brighton Beer and beating the crap out of each other, yeah?
Well,
that never really happened in Ireland. Mm. That only happened in England.
Yeah.
The two-wheel community in Ireland was always too small for that. We always got on well with the biker lads. We used to share pubs, you know, and there was never really be a bit of slagging on, right? But there was never any of that kind of stuff that went on in England.
See, it's all these, the way you say it, the two-wheel community.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of links now with the bikers now. We do the Christmas, the toy run for the ladies, the women's refuge in Rat Mines.
Right.
Then we have what we call the tunnel run.
We do the tunnel run now. It's come, this was the third year in a row we've done the tunnel run. We gather, do a bucket collection, get, you know, and we'll nominate somewhere to send the money or do it. Now this year the money that was raised from the tunnel run went to Aidan Lynham's family, who died at the DSI run there a while ago.
What's the DSI run?
Down Syndrome Ireland.
Alright, okay, so you did a run, so you do a lot of runs for charity. Well then hold on, would you do like loads of different laps, or do you go out in the highways and byways of Ireland 50 or 60 all in one go?
There used to be a road racing circuit out in Dunboyne many years ago. So now every year they close off the roads and do it
and
again.
I have to ask, would you race on that road racing circuit? Like, did the Vespas race? How fast can a Vespa go?
Depends how tuned your engine is.
legally. You're getting into a situation where no one to answer questions.
Just imagine there was no law. How fast could a Vespa go?
Well, the two we came on today were 300cc scooters, so.
And allegedly, I was told I might get 90 miles an hour out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
right.
We cruise at about 120.
All right, well, this isn't now the same as going to the, you know, around Rome, buying a coffee and picking up a girl and putting her on the back seat.
A lot of lads take their engines very seriously.
Yeah, right. Do you take all this stuff so seriously that when you do meet at the weekends, lots of it's just kind of cleaning the damn thing up and putting nice bits of oil in it and constantly polishing the damn thing? There is a lot of that, is there?
There is a lot of that, yeah.
Like, if you have the chrome, you want people to see the chrome the way the chrome should be seen.
But look, they can be like, they can be as bad as, you know, owning a Lamborghini. Their money pits, you know, there's no end to the money you can spend on them. Yeah,
and you never get
your
money back.
And you're not just talking about accessories, you're just talking about making it better, not even making it better looking.
Even a good paint job might be $2,000.
Yeah.
And even just to keep it running as a standard as it comes.
And in the clubs, is it all blokes?
No, there's a lot of women. We're always involved, but it's only in the last 10 years that now that they've actually really got into buying scooters and doing as much as the men would do, you know, customising them.
But is there an element with either one of you that, like, you know, was something that you always wanted to do, so you're doing it, that there's a vague bit of possibly, well, I can't afford a Lamborghini, so I do have a midlife crisis, I've got to do something, two wheels will do.
No, mine is, I don't drive cars, no interest in motorbikes. Before I had the scooter, it was mountain bikes, and I had my heart set on a Vespa, nothing else. I've no interest to own any other kind of scooter.
But the great thing about it is everything can be done on a budget.
Yeah.
Right. What about you, John, then? Did you ever, like, how shall I put this? Did you ever star in a movie, or one of your bikes ever star in a movie? Because I know damn well there was something to do with you in a movie.
There was a young Irish filmmaker did a film last July. He needed a Vespa. The whole running team of the film was a refugee from Africa came to Dublin. He got robbed in his hostel. He met a young Dublin guy, just struck up a friendship. And they stole a Vespa and went driving. It's like Into the West.
Yeah.
On a Vespa. And so I got a bike for them because they were struggling. They had no funds or anything like that. So they put an appeal on one of the pages.
All right, so you getting the bike, but they didn't want you.
They did.
Oh, they did? For what? Some stunt bits?
I doubled up for the young guy driving the bike. And then they said, would you not take a part in the film, and I'd never acted before, and I said, sure, go on. Might as well not do anything else.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. And David, you're on the World Vespa Board.
Yeah.
It stands to reason, I suppose, what it is. Like, how big is the World Vespa Board, or how big is World Vespa?
Well, to give you an idea, there's 90,000 members in Italy, the home of the Vespa itself. We had a big event in Croatia, in Beograd, in the Maro, last June, and there was 5,500 Vespas. The year before that, there was 10,500 in Mantova. So at the moment we've 72 countries as members, and my job basically is to disseminate information and to correct English of documents that we get from the clubs.
Do you have to interconnect them all, like, via emails and all that kind of thing?
We meet up a couple of times a year, and we get money from Piaggio. So then we share it out between the different clubs and the different events that are on. There's racing that goes on around the world, so we just make sure that it's all metered out.
There's so many reasons why a Vespa is beyond cool. One of them is it's bloody well good to your pocket, isn't it?
It's extremely good to your pocket.
On what level? Like, I mean, you don't pay what and you do pay which.
Well, I've 4 Vespas, and my insurance for the year is €270.
Right.
The vintage scooters are what now?
€24.
No traffic jam, no parking.
No traffic jam. Yeah, $69 for the 300cc.
Yeah.
Is for the road tax, down to 20, whatever, 24, 25. So you get away with £400 for 4 scooters for the year.
And how much petrol would that?
It costs you about €12 to fill a tank.
Really?
And then, I say, I live in Tala and I work in Drumcondra, so that does me for a week getting back and forth from work.
Really? Yeah. That much, or £12? Tala to Drumcondra and back?
And back.
Because, like, also, of course, like, you know, there's no way you're going to ruin your future and if you want to have kids or anything like that, because you don't have to mount the thing.
Well, that's all behind me, so I don't have to worry about that now. No, but as John was saying earlier, it's a step-through vehicle.
Yeah.
And as you were asking, was there women involved in it? It's handy for that.
Oh, yeah.
They can wear what they want going out, skirts, dresses, or trousers.
Yeah.
And the same with us, when the lads go out, the fellas who are very much into preening themselves, if they wear their desert boots and their mohair suits. And
there'll be a few of them, will there?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Because I want to see the age group. You just say, like, I mentioned, like, you know, midlife crisis, and I'm saying that yours wasn't a midlife crisis, but you did wait till you were a certain age and then you went for it.
I did.
Are there any, like, 16, 23 and 28-year-olds involved there, John?
At the minute, they're starting to come along. The Rock and Roll Festival every year, you notice now there's young skinheads, young mods. And it's great to see them, but they're getting priced out of it by insurance because, you know, under 21, they're getting charged €1,200 for insurance. So they want the scooter, they want that, but they just can't afford it, yeah.
They're always inquiring and asking about them. But
well, listen, if people who want to inquire and ask, where do they go to find out all about it?
Well, if they get on to either Scooter Island down the Keys.
Right, Scooter Island.
Or if they want to get themselves on the Vespa Manshed on Facebook. There's always somebody there willing to give information, help.
Brilliant.
Or...
And then there's the Vespa World Club, and then we have the Rock and Road Festival. And any of those, they're all on Facebook. They can get
all right, they can check it out. Well, listen, Baggy, thank you very much indeed.
Very well.
Coming on yourself. And thank you, John. John
You're
Kenny
welcome.
As well. Good luck. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye.
And may the road, etc. Thanks.